got is a fairly status quo budget.
Haynes introduces a proposed budget for the 2012 fiscal year and Big Air, wine tasting, and sushi feeds this weekend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories up next. The Haynes Borough introduced a proposed $13.9 million budget for the 2012 fiscal year, beginning the budgeting process that unfolds over the next few months. The total might be more than $2 million higher than last year, but includes two major considerations: the proposed establishment of two enterprise funds and a $2 million increase in the Capital Projects Grants Fund due to a legislative appropriation for Port Chilcoot dock improvements. The Assembly met as the Committee of the Whole at the Haynesboro Public Library on Tuesday, which was itself the subject of a proposed budget cut. Borough Manager Mark Ernest discussed where the municipality was not able to meet certain objectives this year. He pointed out the borough would have liked to add staff positions in administration and public facilities.
What we've got is a fairly status quo budget. There were some adjustments that were made during the process to try to do as much as we were able to do.
Although the general fund shows a $38,000 surplus, it doesn't yet include appropriations distributed to community groups by the Assembly. Ernest says the continued softness in domestic and international economies has had an effect on the revenues to that fund, but the total revenues from its sources have remained relatively constant. The budget considers decreases in federal program funding and the debate over a moratorium on earmark appropriations in its figures. The FY12 budget also allows for the establishment of two enterprise funds for the LUTAC dock and the PC dock.
The users of those facilities can have a greater level of comfort that those funds, that the increase in those fees are going into the facility for which they are using and paying for that use of. So I really do recommend this. This will have, and it would have, a substantial effect on the general fund, not so much the PC dock, but the LUTAC dock. We're projecting revenues of about $210,000 for FY12, and there would be a cash fund balance of about $80,000.
Considerable impacts on this year's budget includes a 2% wage increase following union negotiations and an expected rise in health insurance premiums for borough employees of $660 a year for each employee. In addition, the borough is budgeting to hire another staff person in the water sewer department and a temporary worker for deferred maintenance projects. The budget also accounts for an expected rise in fuel cost. Gila Stewart is the borough's chief fiscal officer.
We've budgeted for a 30% increase in fuel, and that's a 30% increase over the 2010 actual price. And that's based on estimates that were developed by the federal government, by the U.S. Energy Information Administration. They've actually projected 28%, and we just rounded it up a tiny bit for the sake of being conservative.
Borough Manager Mark Ernest wrote to the Assembly that he's concerned about the viability and sustainability of the borough's operating budget. He said, "At risk is the ability of the borough to continue to provide adequate levels of support for maintaining existing programs and services." The next Committee of the Whole meeting to discuss the proposed FY12 budget is April 19th, followed by other meetings and public hearings through mid-June. If you've been keeping up with area snow levels, you're probably wondering if the annual Big Air snowboard and ski competition at the Haynes Pass is still going on for this weekend.
Went and checked out the pass, and there's snow up there, so we're going to give it a go.
Luck Dunbar, one of the organizers of the jump competition that's more than 15 years old, says it's a go.
Not nearly as much snow as we usually have. There's alders, and there's areas that are usually nice and powdery or a little bit of spring corn about this time, and that are either rocky or solid ice. But we did find some pretty good snow, and it's in our regular usual spot that across from Three Guardsmen.
So the jump builders will go up to the pass like they do every year to build the jump on Saturday and have it ready for the event goers around noon on Sunday. Anyone interested in volunteering with a shovel beforehand can call Luck at 766-2999. This year, extra caution is being urged for snow machiners and dog owners for Sunday only.
For the snow machiners to just be respectful of the kids and adults on the mountain. It got pretty hectic last year with the hikers going up, three guardsmen, and before the people could hike up, the terrain was pretty well already thrashed by snow machines and things. It's just one day for the community to get out, and after the big air, usually everybody looks over at three guardsmen and is like, all right, let's go hit that up, And another thing that needs to be addressed is no dogs. Dogs are, I love dogs. I've got a couple of them myself, but they do tend to chase skiers and snowboarders, and I'd hate for anybody to, get hurt or get bit as they're on the way to the jump.
Entry is $10, and prizes include a cat ski day and a heli ski day donated by two local operators. This year's Olin Nash Memorial Big Air Contest begins at noon on Sunday, April 10th, across from Three Guardsmen on the Haines Pass in Canada.
It's based on air, style, and landing, and those are the three things. And, hopefully it'll be nice weather. Somehow it always kind of works out where, if it's cloudy, I don't know. It's like there's someone up in the sky parting the clouds.
A wine tasting with a curious twist takes place Friday night at the Chilcot Center for the Arts in Haines. The event, which is a fundraiser for KHNS FM radio, has local wine guru Skip Clary and wine distributors presenting a variety of bottles, each under the shroud of a brown paper sack. The idea, Clary says, is not new. It's actually used by real, live wine experts.
Say, like Wine Spectator magazine, they never know what wines they're actually tasting. I mean, they might have a clue that, okay, today we're going to do, Côtes du Rhône, or we're going to do whatever. But they don't know who the makers are. They don't know the vintages. Nothing.
The importance isn't to trick anyone, Clary says, but to remove subjective prejudice the drinker might have, like a good memory or bad association to the wine label.
Every day I hear it in here, I just buy wines by the label. I buy the ones that look cute or have really nice writing on the label or whatever. And it's like, well, okay, so what would you do if you didn't have that? How would you experience a wine? So, yeah, it just kind of gives people a chance to trust their taste buds and their noses a little bit more.
The fundraisers for anyone with taste buds and who are older than 21 can prove it, no matter if you consider yourself an expert or not.
Everybody's an expert in that they all know how to use their nose and their taste buds to experience something. Everybody knows what cherry jam tastes like, for example, or licorice or black pepper. So why not just go ahead and let's all be experts?
The wine tasting is Friday, April 8th from 6:30 p.m. to 9 at the Chilcot Center lobby in Haines. Cost is $20 for hors d'oeuvres from local restaurants and wine.
It's just to kind of give people a different way of tasting wine. It kind of makes them pay a little more attention, which for me kind of makes a wine tasting what it really ought to be, where people are, it's not just sitting around guzzling wine and having a laugh, it's people are actually making it more of an effort to taste the wine.
In a fresh seafood mecca like the Northern Lynn Canal, it seems like sushi should be easier to come by. But it's usually only a few times a year when it can be purchased locally, near the water the delicious creatures live in. And let's face it, is there really any other way to eat sushi? Last year, the kids in the Haines Drama Debate and Forensics program started selling sushi made from locally caught salmon and shrimp to help pay for their travel during their season. This year, the group's offering three different sized platters and five different types of sushi. Actually, I'm going to get in on this right now.
Hey.
I'd like to put in an order for some sushi.
All right. Okay. I'm going to need your name.
My name's Tara Bicknell.
Okay. And I'm going to need your phone number.
It's 766-2020.
Okay. And what are you going to order?
Can I get the 40 slice, and can I get a variety of the smoked regular salmon and vegetarian, please?
Yeah. When you order the 40 slice platter, you actually get to choose up to five different roll assortments, different types of sushi that you would like included in that.
Are there other types other than those three?
Oh yeah, we have we have California rolls, and we have a smoked salmon roll, we have a shrimp roll, a baked salmon roll, and a veggie roll. Those are the types that we are going to make.
Oh boy, that sounds good.
Can you do a variety of all of those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do a variety of all of those for the 40-slice
ones.
Let's
do it.
All right, that'd be great. It's $30 for the 40 slices. The 24-slice combo, it's $20. And for an 8-slice combo, it's $7.
Okay.
So those are the prices. Would you like to come and pick it up at the school between 4 and 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 9th? Or would you like us to deliver it to the Elks at the movie?
Oh, bring it to the Elks. I'll watch the movie.
Okay, cool. We will definitely do that.
Thanks.
So for that, your total will be $30. And you can either bring it to the school between 4 and 5 p.m. on Saturday and pay there, or you can pay when we bring you your sushi at the movie at the Elks.
Yeah, I'll bring it to the Elks. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, too.
To order sushi for the Haynes DDF fundraiser, call any of the students on the team or Lisa Schwartz at 767-5612. Orders can be picked up on Saturday at the school or delivered to the Elks Lodge to eat while you watch the ski movie. The film is being shown by Alaska Heliskiing. It's a 2010 release by Absinthe Films that includes Haynes footage from last spring. This is Tara Bicknell reporting for KHNS.